Views. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. House panel investigating the January 6th Capitol riot wants to hear from three House Republicans.
The House Select Committee investigating the January 6th Capitol riot is requesting interviews with Republicans Mo Brooks, Andy Biggs, and Ronnie Jackson, all close allies of former President Trump. Letters from committee chair Democrat Benny Thompson and vice chair Republican Liz Cheney request those meetings with the three lawmakers as early as next week. Thompson and Cheney say several members of Congress have information about the facts, circumstances, and causes of January 6th and consider it a patriotic duty for all witnesses to cooperate. In Washington, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
The veteran of the NYPD has been convicted for his role in the Capitol riot. Thomas Webster's case set precedence for being the first defendant tried for assault, as well as the first to use a self-defense argument, claiming he was trying to protect himself from a D.C. Metro officer. That officer said he didn't start the altercation between them. The first civilians evacuated from the steel plant that's become the last stronghold of Ukrainian fighters in Mariupol are slowly making their way to safety.
Neither the U.N. nor the Red Cross, who are conducting those humanitarian corridors that began yesterday, have told us how many have gotten out today. This after President Zelensky announced yesterday that 100 civilians had gotten out, mostly women and children. They got out of that Azov steel plant where people were trapped for weeks, cut off for food, water, and medicine. Some saying they hadn't seen daylight for a month.
Fox's Cliff Jenkins in Kyiv. This is a senior U.S. official says the U.S. believes Russia is planning this month to annex large portions of eastern Ukraine and recognize the southern city of Kherson as an independent republic. Wall Street, the Dow added 84, the Nasdaq plus 201. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The number of carjackings is going up, and authorities say juveniles are often the suspects.
Chicago police report almost 560 carjackings throughout the city so far this year, with 56% of suspects juveniles. And the problem is not just isolated to Chicago.
I fear that we will be here in this horrible place again.
New Orleans prosecutor Jason Williams recently charging a 17-year-old boy, a 16-year-old girl, and two 15-year-old girls in the carjacking death of a 73-year-old woman in the city of Minneapolis. Seeing triple the number of carjackings and suspects arrested are often between the ages of 11 and 17. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
The Supreme Court has unanimously ruled that the city of Boston violated free speech rights of a conservative activist when it refused to fly a Christian flag on a flagpole outside City Hall. The merger between JetBlue and Spirit Airlines look like it's dead.
JetBlue Airways' offer for Spirit Airlines has been rejected by the Spirit board. The concern is that a deal might not make it past regulators. Spirit is sticking with its plans to merge with Frontier Group Holdings. JetBlue had offered to pay $2.9 billion in shed assets and even to pay a $200 million breakup fee if the deal wasn't completed because of antitrust reasons. The Justice Department is already challenging JetBlue's alliance with American Airlines in New York and Boston. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
Google says it's increased the number of options to keep personal information from appearing in online searches. It'll now allow people to ask that their information like phone numbers, email addresses, and home addresses be eliminated from online search results. The new policy also allows people to remove other information that may put them at risk for identity theft. I'm Lee Silasara, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.